Shalom Aleichem, everybody. This week, Baruch Hashem, we have the opportunity to begin a new Sefer, Sefer Vayikra. At the end of Sefer Shmos, after the Mishkan was built, the Torah said a cloud descended on the Mishkan, and Hashem's Shekhinah filled the Mishkan, and then in Sefer Shmos, Perek Mem, Pasuk Lamed Hey, the Torah says, V'lo yachol Moshe lavo elo al moed. Moshe was unable to come into the Mishkan because the cloud dwelled on it. The Shekhinah of Hashem filled the Mishkan. It's an incredible thing. Moshe dedicated his life to building the Mishkan, and then as soon as it was built, he wasn't allowed to go in. That is how Sefer Shmos ends, and then the very first words of Sefer Vayikra are, of course, Vayikra el Moshe. Hashem called out to Moshe and invited Moshe into the Mishkan. After being unable to enter the Mishkan, now Moshe is called in. The Medrash Rabbah in Vayikra in Parsha Aleph Piska Tesvav discusses these first few words of Sefer Vayikra in a very enigmatic way. The Medrash says, Mikan Amru, based on these words of Vayikra el Moshe, we learn the following. Kol Talmid Chacham She'ein Bo Da'as. Any Talmud Chacham who has no das, no knowledge, no intelligence, nevela tova heimenu. A dead animal is better than him or her. A nevela is better than a Talmud Chacham who has no das. The Medrash continues and says, look at Moshe Rabbeinu. The Medrash calls him the Avi HaChachma, the father, so to speak, of wisdom, and Avi HaNevi'im, the father, so to speak, of all Nevi'im. He took Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, and many miracles were performed there through him in Egypt and at the Yam Suf, and he went up to the heavens to receive the Torah, and he built the Mishkan. And with all that, or despite all that, Moshe was not allowed and did not enter the Mishkan until Vayikra el Moshe. That's the Medrash. And it's shocking, to say the least. A nevela is a dead animal that wasn't shechted properly. You can't eat it, but at least it has some value. But a Talmud Chacham without das is worse than that. It's lower than that. So first of all, we have to ask why. Why is a Talmud Chacham without das lower than a nevela? And secondly, what exactly is a Talmud Chacham without das? How do they become a Talmud Chacham if they don't have das? And finally, what connection is there between this idea and Vayikra el Moshe? The Shem Mishmuel, Rav Shmuel Borenstein, who died in 1926, he was the second Sachshava Rebbe. He explains this challenging medrash in the following beautiful and fundamental way by quoting his father, Rav Avraham Borenstein, the first Sachshava Rebbe, who died in 1910. This is found in the Shem Mishmuel on Parshas Tetzaveh and Parshas Zachor from the year Tuf Reish Ayin Dalid, 5674, 1914. Says the Shem Yishmuel, like everything else in the world, there is a positive kind of das and a negative, a harmful form of das. The Shem Yishmuel calls the negative, destructive form of das, das de klipa, das of the external, the fake das, the harmful das. He says the epitome of das de klipa is Amalek, whose entire philosophy is to introduce suffix, to introduce doubt in the world. Amalek tries to introduce uncertainty in our lives. In this context, Das de Klipa refers to Amalek's false Das, false and harmful so-called Das, telling us that it's doubtful whether Hashem loves us, whether he wants to get close with us, whether he wants us to get close to him. Why would Hashem want to be close with us? We're so physical, we're so finite, we're so fallible. Why would the perfect one want to connect with imperfect people like you and me? A person who is infused with these kinds of thoughts, even if they're also filled with Torah, the Talmud Chacham, even if they are a Talmud Chacham, but if they have this false, so-called das, that's no das at all. They'll stand on the sidelines and never grow, never challenge themselves, never push themselves to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to his Torah. Why would they? They're not worthy in their minds. They're not worthy. This kind of person with all their Torah knowledge is worse than a nevela. They're going to sit on the sidelines forever. They're not going anywhere, chas v'shalom. But that's foolish. Of course Hashem loves you. Of course Hashem wants to be close to you and wants to be close to, and he wants you to be close to him. And so that brings us to the other kind of das, the healthy kind of das. This is the kind of das that Moshe Rabbeinu exhibited at the end of Sefer Shmos and at the beginning of Sefer Vayikra. Moshe Rabbeinu also sat on the sidelines, but not for the same reason as Lahavdil Amalek. Moshe yearned to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He yearned for growth. He pushed himself his whole life to get closer and closer and closer to Hashem. But he also knew his place. His place is serving Hashem wherever he was needed and whenever he was called. That kind of das, true das, spiritually healthy das, that's the Moshe kind of das, the kind of self-awareness and self-knowledge that comes from years and years and years of tefillah and introspection and shmiras hamitzvos and immense humility. And that's the kind of das we all strive for. Sometimes we too will be asked to sit on the sidelines. Sometimes we too will watch and wait for the call. But we have to make sure that we are truly waiting for the call from a place of avoda and humility and not, chas v'shalom, waiting out of laziness or worse. Have an amazing day, everyone!